You're listening to the Bloomberg Advantage with Carol Masser and Corey Johnson on Bloomberg Radio.
This is the Bloomberg Advantage brought to you by CIT. From transportation to healthcare to manufacturing, CIT offers commercial lending, leasing, and treasury management services for small and middle market businesses. Learn more at CIT.com. Put knowledge to work. All right, this is the Bloomberg Advantage. I'm Matt Miller here in New York. Corey's out in San Francisco. In New York with me in our Bloomberg 1130 studio, I have a very special guest. Lamar Villery joins us, portfolio manager of the Villery Funds. He's going to talk to us about investing in small and mid-caps. And this is something you guys have a record of doing a pretty darn good job of, getting some pretty great returns. I've gotten some good names from Sandy in the past, your brother?
Cousin.
So let me ask you what you're looking at right now in this new normal age of slower, more sluggish growth. How are small caps doing?
You know, the last couple of years they've really underperformed, and the you know, our main belief is, you know, investors are really looking for yield anywhere they can. You know, if you're a retiree right now, getting 2% off your treasuries or less doesn't seem very exciting and isn't going to pay your bills. So what people have done is they've looked for the next best thing, which is these sort of value stocks, these large cap dividend paying stocks, sleep at night kind of stocks, at the expense of small caps, which is where we've been investing. You know, for us with a long term focus, that's actually great because it's enabled us to buy really great companies with great balance sheets that are growing very rapidly, you know, multiple growing in the teens, and we've been able to pick them up at a nice discount, so you're able to get a much better asset at a much lower price. So that's exactly what we've been doing.
They've had a good run, though, right? I mean, they're already up small and mid-cap stocks.
This year, yeah.
More than 20%.
Yeah, the last couple of years were rough, but the last sort of year-to-date has been much better.
What kind of PEs are we looking at?
You know, we're still able to find some great stocks kind of in the you know, mid-teens PE that are growing in the high teens. So, you know, that's
the company's trading for less than their peg ratio, the price earnings growth ratio.
That's exactly right. That's one of the metrics that we try to find.
Yeah, that's one to go for. Yeah. Now, are these based on earnings projections or your trailing numbers?
Projections. So yeah. Obviously, it's not guaranteed, but you know, we do a lot of work, and so we feel comfortable about the process.
What are the kind of things are you screening for besides cheapness from a peg ratio standpoint?
That's a big one. You know, we're not quant managers, so we're not running screens every day. What we really look for is the competitive position of the company. So you look at, you know, all the debt ratios, make sure their balance sheet's clean, but you want to make sure they're in a good competitive, they've got good moats, if you will, so that, you know, like we're hoping we can find companies with, you know, maybe one other credible competitor, but that have a real long-term outlook where they
so can, you know, well, I guess perform. So if it's not a screen, what's the process for identifying these companies, new names for you?
Okay, good question. We've got a number of people we talk to all over the country and that are focused on very specific niches and know exactly what we're looking for. So we basically have a lot of lines in the water of people who will give us a heads up, who know that, you know, we're not looking for everything. We're very particular about what we're looking for.
So give us some names. What are you looking for?
Sure. So
one of the stocks
we just bought is a company called Skyworks. Skyworks is a semiconductor company, and basically what they do is they make the chip that goes into your phone and anything in your house that's connected. So connected to the internet in one way or other. So everything from your iPhone to your Sonos speakers to your Nest thermostat, and it's really a way to it's a play on the connected home. You know, if you believe people are going to buy more smartphones, it's going to do well.
Although that's a pretty saturated market, isn't it?
It's a saturated market in terms of
smartphones.
Smartphones are saturated, but
I'm still buying more Sonos speakers.
You're still buying more Sonos speakers, and you're going to buy a new smartphone. And frankly, we don't really care which smartphone you buy; it's going to have a Skyworks chip in it, so they're going to benefit from it.
You say that, but with 4% of revenues going to Apple and 44% going to Hanhai Precision, which is, of course, Foxconn, which, of course, makes the iPhone. This is a name that's really been tied to Apple, Ulysses to the mast.
That's right. Well, the reason they've been tied to Apple is because Apple's had the most market share. So if somebody takes market share from Apple, then they'll get more Skyworks sales. So The point is, if the trend we've recently seen is these lower priced Chinese phones have been taking some share from the Apple iPhone, that's fine for Skyworks because they're selling into those guys as well. So whoever dominates the smartphone market is going to have some customer concentration with Skyworks.
It's estimated PE at 11.8. It looks pretty cheap.
It's pretty cheap. They're also paying, and it's growing. We think, it's a nice thing to be. It also pays a 1.5% dividend, so it checks a lot of boxes. They've got $1 billion in cash and no debt.
It does not sound like a semiconductor manufacturer.
Well, it's not a traditional semiconductor manufacturer, and it's half their manufacturing is actually here in the U.S. The other half's in Mexico.
And a company based in Massachusetts.
That's
too.
Right, based in Woburn.
Interesting. All right, what else are you looking at?
Another company that we've been buying is a company called 2U, a little bit smaller company. 2U is an educational.
Skyworks is a $12 billion company.
Right. And 2U's a little over $1 billion market cap. 2U basically partners with top tier universities to create graduate programs online. So some of their clients, their partners include right here in New York, NYU. Yale, Northwestern, North Carolina, Chapel Hill.
So kind of sketchy schools.
Yeah, second rate.
What are those I graduated from?
Institutions. They will create a full online degree program in whatever verticals. They're all graduate degrees right now. They just launched their first JD, the first law degree program, or just announced their first law degree program at Syracuse. So there's a lot of runway for this thing. They're adding 6 new programs this year, 9 new programs next year, and they'll keep ramping that up. We think it's an interesting place to be.
What else you got?
Sure. So one we've talked to you guys about before is a company called LKQ. LKQ stands for Like and Kind and Quality, and basically they're providing alternative auto parts to collision repair centers. Not the most exciting sounding thing.
You liked O'Reilly before as well, didn't you?
We did. So this is more specifically to collision repair. Essentially, we think of this as like Amazon Prime, but for collision repair centers. So rather than, if you get in a fender bender in your Honda Accord, you need a new bumper.
Ooh, careful.
He has close a Honda Accord.
All right. Well,
we're close to home.
Well, if you need a new bumper, your choices are to order one from Honda, and you can wait a couple of weeks while they put one together and charge your collision repair center full price, or you can get it for a 30 to 50% discount and get it within the next day. These guys dominate the market share in this in the U.S., and they're growing in Europe.
Yes. Thanks very much. Really a pleasure to be with you. I love to get your picks all the time from Villery Funds. Lamar Villery joining us there. This is the Bloomberg Advantage on Bloomberg Radio. Matt Miller in New York, Corey Johnson in San Francisco. Quick break for a word from our sponsor.